This is Radiohead's radio. With your hosts, Christina Hoffman and Jimmy Vidica.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Christina.
I'm Shime, and welcome to, gosh, a runaway hype train edition of Radiohead, Heads Radio. We had to just scrounge everything together and just do an episode because there's a lot going on. We wanted to get ahead
around in the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, we had to
jump on the hype train before it leaves the station. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
If you've been paying attention to Radiohead world, they've been making moves, and there's a lot of speculation. That's what this episode's about. Theories.
Just mindless speculation.
We wanted to get this out there before we find out what this actually is all about.
Yeah.
So we're recording this on Thursday the 15th. I'm sure something will happen tomorrow on Friday, besides the usual thing. But if this is all old news, we apologize. But you know, what can you do?
Can't do much.
Before we get into the big stuff, obviously there's a news pile that's been growing. There's one thing that is specific to today, the 15th. It's Mr. Accident. Ed's, Mr. Yes. Well, they delayed it a month, but yes.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Ed O'Brien's 53rd birthday is today.
Wowie!
Happy birthday,
O'Brien.
yeah, old man O'Brien. Happy birthday, sir. There was actually I saw it too late, but the fans on Reddit put together like a birthday card, and I was like, shit, I should have signed it and sent it to him. If anyone would appreciate that, it's Ed. Out of everyone in the group, Ed would appreciate it the most, I think.
Probably.
And he did. He's sent a message during his, which great segue, and his Instagram live today. He said thank you so much. I'll read it later. Thank you, fan. he received it, and he's gonna read it. But another thing that happened today is because Ed talked to the one and only Mr. Paul McCartney.
Who?
Paul McCartney. From a
he was in
band.
Wings, right?
Yes, he was in the TV show Wings.
Yes, definitely.
I feel like I used to watch that show. Anyway, but yeah, so if you didn't know,
really?
It's about like a small town airport or some shit. I don't know. That's literally what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, because you can make a TV show about anything. So if you didn't know, Ed O'Brien did a remix of a song on Paul McCartney's. He's put out this remix album. Let me get the name. I forgot the name of it. The album.
It's called Imaginations. Because it's like three eyes, right?
Oh, I thought that just meant three. I thought those were Roman numerals.
Okay, three imaginations. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce it.
I think it's McCartney 3 Imagined.
I did not get that.
Well, again,
sorry,
some of us are more cultured and know what Roman numerals are.
I mean, I know that it's Roman numerals, but I thought it was supposed to be like a pun. Like it was like a.
Yeah. No, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Again, I might be wrong. So he did, he got actually a lot of really cool people to do this besides Ed.
He did.
Phoebe Bridgers, St. Vincent, Blood Orange.
Blood Orange's Instagram was how I first saw it.
Oh, really?
That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Wait, you don't
Damon
follow
Albarn.
Paul McCartney? You don't follow Paul McCartney on Instagram?
You know, I can't say that I follow Paul McCartney.
I'm gonna check out what his feed is.
Really, ever since he was in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I'm done now.
I don't need this
anymore. In fact,
he's just having a good.
Yeah, you're having a good paycheck.
He's just having a good time, you know. On the boat. I love boats, you know. How often do you get to be in a boat? He didn't realize they don't film on a boat. He thought they were going to be in a boat. And when he showed up to set, it was like, oh, I thought we were going to be in a boat.
He just thought it would be like being in Montauk.
Yeah.
No, just everyone's on a boat.
We're going to be on a yacht.
My sister saw him in Montauk. That's not like a normal reference. She saw Alec Baldwin hanging out in Montauk. Oh. Or Amagansett, one of those places. One of those rich people places.
Good Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
I just get sad when certain people hang out. I'm like, can you not? Yep. I know you're both famous, but can you not hang out with Alec Baldwin? Like, Jesus Christ. Anyway. But he showed him the best way to punch paparazzi. Is that what Alec Baldwin showed
Probably.
Him?
Probably. Like,
you got to put your back into it. But the song is Slidin' is the name of the song without a G. It's actually not bad. I mean, I don't know. I haven't did not listen to the original, but the remix is not bad. The remix is not bad.
I didn't know any of these songs.
Yeah.
Any of them. I mean, maybe if you'd played them, I would know them, like the originals. Yeah. But I was like, I don't know. Are they all his solo songs, or
they're from an album? I think that he released recently. We should know this stuff. We should. I should have done my research.
No, I don't. I feel no obligation to know shit about Paul McCartney.
You're absolutely correct. No, it was an album he released called Paul McCartney 3 because it has a picture of a dice on it. The only reason I know it's 3 because it's dice. It's from last year. It's not even that old of an album.
Got you. And then he released the cover remixes. That makes more sense. Yeah. I mean, it's cool that he brought on all those people, including Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
again, I liked what I read somewhere or saw something that how Ed approached this one. He wanted to do very helter skelter, and it's very apparent, like, for this track, like that, like the slop, like the loud guitars, and like it's cool. I wouldn't, hearing that again, I haven't listened to the original. Hearing the remix, I wouldn't in 100 years think that was a Paul McCartney song, even a remix of a Paul McCartney song, you know?
No. But at this point, what does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
Christina,
am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You hit the nail on the head. Oof. But because of that, Ed talked to Paul McCartney today for like 45 minutes. I was going into it. I'm going to be honest. I was like, meh. I don't think it's, but I don't know, whatever. But I thought it was actually kind of interesting. And them just like chatting. And seeing just Ed's daughter sit next to him the whole time, just like admiring Paul McCartney. It was like, oh, yeah, she's going to stay there the whole time. I thought at one point she'd be like, I'm going to go, Dad. No, she was there the whole time. Una, his daughter.
Seeing band's kids. Just
yeah,
being
the
like,
project. Hey. Yeah. I mean, I was like, when you first came in, I was like, that's his daughter. I'm like, how old is she? Like, she seemed like she was in her like 20s, just like based on her face. But I was like, no, she's only 15. She's 15.
15, right. Well, kids these days.
They're growing up fast. But you could tell she was his daughter. Like they had the same like long face.
Yeah.
But enough about Ed's daughter before this elder millennial gets in trouble. It was kind of fun to see Ed fanboy, because that was the main thing. He was just like fanboying hard, which of course, like, you know, of his generation, you know, he grew up, you know, idolizing the Beatles.
I was gonna say boomer, but again, I keep calling them boomers and they're not.
Everyone born before 1980. Yeah.
exactly.
Well, especially being British, you know. It was interesting hearing them talk about the bass, which was obviously because Paul McCartney, but just them talking about like what bass does to songs, you know, music in general.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I was falling into... I realized I hadn't watched... I hadn't watched... I didn't realize how much I had missed from the Phil and Ed one.
That one is better.
I watched that one for like an hour.
Yeah.
And before Phil showed up leave before he did show up. I was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
And just watching Ed try struggle with technology.
And just like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. And then like people giving advice, like, take your Instagram off private, Phil.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. So I went back and caught up with that today. And And I also fell into like a bit of a like a research hole of all like the people and places referenced.
Oh, that's
which was
fun.
Kind of fun. I mean, I was mostly sorry.
No, I was gonna say yeah. Let's talk about that one. That was really interesting. The Phil talk.
I mean, did you have anything else to say about Paul McCartney and Ed talking?
Just that Ed at one point said, you know, music and magic are the same number of letters and just two letters away. And Paul McCartney was like, I'm going to write that one down. I'm going to write it down. And they were just like, really like, yeah, yeah. It was very funny.
Wow. That sounds like something, like exactly Ed would say.
Ed would say, yeah.
Yeah.
But Paul McCartney was like, I haven't heard that one before. I'm going to write it down. But no.
So cute.
But it was mainly just Ed fanboying and then just like some stories with like, just them like sort of reminiscing on like, being a band since you were young, you know, and like having that connection, which is very similar.
Totally.
And Ed didn't want to compare Radiohead to the Beatles, but I'm like, you can do it. You can do it.
Well, for one, the Beatles lasted for 5 years.
Yeah.
What is it? 6 years? Seven years?
I think it's six.
Six, something like that.
I'm pulling that number out of my ass. I don't know.
A baker's half dozen.
Yeah.
How long did the Beatles? Let's see if the internet can tell me.
Internet.
How long did the Beatles? 8 years. It's 8 years.
If
we're counting from when Ringo joined the band in 62 to early 1970.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and Radiohead have been a band since 1985, the year I was born.
Yeah.
Good fucking Christ.
For a while, I thought it was 86. I'd seen some things about 86, and I was like, being like, what if it was like right when I was born? But
that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? It might have been Ed. That's what Ed said today in his thing. He said 85.
Well, no, it definitely wasn't 86.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or it definitely wasn't anywhere. Yeah. It was definitely before I was born because they were in Phil and Ed's chat. They spoke about a gig before I was born. So I was like, all right, well, there's my confirmation.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. It was a really interesting and funny conversation.
Yeah. I mean, a conversation that I have never seen any members in the band have.
Yeah,
like,
not at all. Ever.
Also, I feel like I've never seen Phil talk. Have you?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, Phil's so charming.
Phil
like,
is great.
So great.
I'm like, Phil just like moved up in my power rankings. Like,
absolutely.
High.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I was like, I want to hang out with Phil. He seems great. His son is hilarious.
Oh my God.
I think he said it was his son.
Mad dog. Oh my God. That was great.
But I was just like, who's been hiding Phil in the corner all these years? And behind
the
kit.
Himself.
He has. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, he revealed that he is working on a new album. It was like one of the first things he started talking about.
Yeah.
And he like, I wasn't really, like, taking notes until he started talking about that. Because at that point, I was like, wait, who is that person? Oh, my God, what? This, that?
Yeah.
And first of all, like, all the people he's working with on his new album are women, except for Adrian Utley from Portishead.
Aw, that's
really
awesome.
I was like, Phil, like, and all these like women, I was like, who are you? And like this one woman, like Marta Saloni, who's like a producer and engineer who's worked with Bjork, FK Twigs, Frank Ocean, Liars, Holly Herndon, Anna Meredith,
amazing.
The XX, like the most like randomest. And this, he referred to someone as Quinta, and I was like, does she have a last name?
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's
Quinta.
Literally like her moniker. Because she was the fifth child and her dad called her that as a nickname. But her name is Catherine Mann, and she plays like viola and like basically any string instrument. And she also like she performed with Bat for Lashes on Bat for Lashes band when she opened for Radiohead. So I'm wondering
there
if
we
that's
go.
How they
that's probably it. Yeah,
how they met.
Yeah,
and Laura Moody, who does a lot of string quartet. She works with the Elysian Quartet, who played on Phil's previous albums.
Oh.
And then this woman called Hannah Peel, and both of them were like pretty hype on Hannah Peel. And Ed was like, "What's her album? Fur Wave?" And I have not listened to this. I am so excited to listen to it. But she has the access to all of Delia Derbyshire's like sound recordings, like the early electronic musician for the BBC. Who did like the original Doctor Who theme. She's like iconic. And then And then he later mentioned that if he had a dream band, he would be playing drums for Carole King.
Oh my God, that was so great.
What was it? Carole King, and who was the other woman who I also looked up? Daphne Oram, who was a musique concrète pioneer.
Oh my God.
Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah, music. I did an essay on a little bit of that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, think back to my NYU days.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and so she also worked with Delia Derbyshire. So it's like, basically, you just want to be in this like all woman band with like experimental recordings and just
which is funny because like,
who are you? I love you.
But his albums before now, nothing like that though. That's the funny thing. His
but then he
like,
worked with a bunch of these people before, yeah. Or maybe only a couple of them, like Laura Moody. I think he said he'd worked with her before. But I was like, I guess I got to listen to his stuff again. Like I hadn't visited it in so long.
Yeah, I do remember. Like, yeah, the first one was like it's very acoustic and like it's quiet. And then the second one is a little more electronic and a little more in your face. So the next one's probably gonna be very electronic and like interesting and
weird as shit. I don't know, like
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I was just like, all right, Phil, you just, again, just rising up in the power rankings of Radiohead.
Amazing. Mad dog.
Yeah, but so I mean, actually, the first thing I took a note on is Ed had another very Ed phrase. I don't know if you noticed, but he said, as they say in yoga, it's all about getting to the mat.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that phrase before. Yeah.
But hearing Ed say it was just great.
The man loves to be limber.
He's not wrong.
He loves to be limber.
No, but he was talking about his own struggle with songwriting during coronavirus, and like he's just like not been able to, and feels like I'm making this fucking record because I'm the coolest guy ever.
God, so cool.
But yeah, I mean, and then they just sort of did this like pub quiz about themselves.
I know, it was great.
Ed quizzing Phil. Yeah,
yeah, but like the Ed's memory, like he is really like the historian of the band. Really,
although Phil knew a lot of the answers.
Well, true,
not
true.
All of them. Yeah.
But like the fact that Ed had that, because there's no records of that. Unless he has like a diary or something. There's no right. He just
probably does.
All.
Yeah,
that's true. Maybe. But like the
venues. Yeah.
Yeah, the venues and like the whole like was it the pants incident? I love that Johnny fucked up all the clothes.
Johnny put his red underwear in the whitewash because he had never done laundry for himself before, and had this whole weird sidebar about how like Johnny and Colin's mother always did Johnny's laundry, but never Colin's. He wasn't babied like that, and then Johnny just fucked it up for everyone.
So funny. Also, remember that Johnny is colorblind. That's probably why he did it.
Yeah, I don't know if that works with colored clothes and white clothes, but
true. He just never. Yeah,
I don't know much about colorblindness, so.
Yeah, but it's just funny thinking of Colin just yelling, admonishing Johnny for that. he just head down, like, sorry.
I'm like 19 years old. I don't know how to do shit.
Yeah. And that's what's funny. Like, this is like indicative of like Radiohead tour stories. That's like the craziest story.
Yeah.
Now it's treasure hotel rooms.
No. Well, there's the big hotel room and the little hotel room in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, where was the Corby Trouser Press incident?
Yeah.
That was when they played the Kidderminster Market Tavern in March 93.
Oh my God, yes.
In a place called Kidderminster, which is apparently a real place and not something that someone just made up.
I mean, there's so many towns in England that are just like, that sound not real.
Well, again, half of my research, I was like pausing and being like, okay, I think this is what he said. Sometimes with accents, I'm like, was there an R in that word? I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, there's literally a venue called the Bath Moles, like M-O-L-E-S. It's called the Moles, and it's in Bath.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think I remember
I thought he was saying like
moles.
Yeah,
moles. Yeah, moles,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a cool name for a venue.
My favorite in speaking of like misunderstandings, when he was talking to Paul McCartney, he says, "Oh, we're gonna watch a movie tonight for my birthday." He said to Paul, "He says I'm gonna watch." I thought he said Into Stella. I'm like, "What's this movie called? Into Stella?" He's saying Interstellar. He was saying Interstellar, and it sounded like Into Stella. how he's like, oh, we're gonna watch Interstellar tonight. I'm like, what's into? And I like searched it, and somehow putting Interstellar into Google gave me Interstellar. Like, I think
Google is frightening sometimes. It was scary. Honestly,
it was scary.
The amount of things I've typed in incorrectly, yeah, and it knows. Well, including half of these venue names or town, yeah, names. It knew what I was talking about. The only one I couldn't identify, yeah, was the lime tree in Aberdeen. There is a lemon tree in Aberdeen. So I'm wondering if maybe Ed fucked it up. Or there was both and one, yeah, closed.
He probably misremembered. It's, you know, another citrus that's very similar.
Exactly. The reason that Phil's son texted him Mad Dog as he said a bunch of emojis is because another like weird Radiohead controversy, yeah, was that like he didn't quite explain it, but like, mm-hmm, except that they had been interviewed,
yeah,
and they must have jokingly called him Mad Dog just as a joke, but then he was, mm-hmm, credited in the article as Phil Mad Dog Selway in the Melody Maker magazine,
yeah,
and, yeah, he was very, very mad about it for some reason.
Mad Dog gets mad. Don't piss off Mad Dog. That's what happens.
He's like, Ed was like, you really lost your rag over this.
I love it. That's the reason when he, because, you know, Ed framed it as like a question, like, when did you lose your, you know, when did you, yes, get angry at us?
When
and
did
where?
You absolutely lose
and I was,
your rag?
And I was like, oh, why, what was it for? Did they fuck something up? Did they like mess with him and like during a show? Like, no, it's just because they called him Mad Dog during, yeah, an interview.
So, well, speaking of messing up during a show, there was the story about them playing.
Oh, yeah. Post,
like, they had just recorded Pablo Honey.
Yes, I love that
story.
And
they'd had a bunch of beer, and they were really cocky, and they played, like, a garbage... Oh, that was the show at Bath Moles.
Oh,
and their management pretended that they didn't know who they were.
I love
like,
that.
Yeah, we're the shit.
That's
one
so
of them said
funny.
It was like, one of them said it was like the cockiest they've maybe ever been. I'm like,
I wish I could have seen that though, like just to see like what does that mean for them.
They're like, we don't need to rehearse. We just recorded this fucking album.
That's gonna fucking blow.
And
yeah.
Just like, yeah. No.
I love the when the like how they were describing it, Ed and Phil, like that someone came up to like their management like during the show, it's like, oh, do you, these guys, and like, yeah, we've never seen them before. We've never heard them before.
We've
like,
never seen them before.
So, like, how you imagine your management just, like, disowning you, like, I don't know who the fuck these guys are. That's, yeah, so funny.
It's great.
And, I love that shit. And,
they're just, like, so, it humanized them so much. Not that they've never,
yeah,
not been humanized.
Yeah.
But just, like, talking about, like, oh, this venue, her name was Mrs. Stewart. We gave her back the keys.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, these people, like, just, like, all, like, the young, dumb shit that everyone does.
Yeah.
Regardless if you're in a band or not, or like, yeah, hearing about just like the really minuscule shit, I've just like,
yeah,
I've never heard anything like that from Radiohead ever.
Yeah.
Maybe, and also, I
also love, what I really loved was also like sort of like the first time they met Phil.
Oh,
and
Danny
Ed.
Zuko and Kanicki.
Yeah.
They called themselves.
You know, they were real, they really loved their leather jackets. But like, just like the fact that they were kind of like sort of like circling each other, like, who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Yeah,
like when they first sort of met in different bands, and then like Phil's
Mad Dog.
First. Yeah, who's this guy? Who's Mad Dog? I better be careful. But like the first rehearsal that Phil came, and then like he was like,
yeah,
and he said like they actually like the fact that Ray, I guess on at the time on a Friday, had tons of original material, and
yeah,
he was just, they would just start playing, and he was like trying to catch up, and Tom was like, can you catch up, or what did he say? I forget.
I think it was like, keep up, you can't keep up or something.
Yeah, keep up.
Or, and I just mostly remember Phil saying like, I felt bad because I couldn't,
yeah,
keep up.
Yeah.
Oh, and he said like, he said, yeah, there was like a specific quote. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's basically just like not being able to keep
yeah,
up.
And then Tom
like,
just
like, and feeling
him,
bad.
And Tom just like sassing him.
Ugh.
As Tom. Never again did he sass him. Never again.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, Ed was saying, we've blown it. Philip's going to walk out.
Because oh, yeah,
he can't keep up. That was the quote that I remember.
Yeah. Can you imagine? That's like a fucking sliding door situation.
We've
what would happen?
It.
Yeah.
Well, also, and we've known before that they played a gig with a drum machine that broke, and that's why they that's why they needed a drummer. Have we known that?
I'm not sure. I thought that was the first time I heard that, which is really interesting. But I mean,
the full story was definitely the first time I'd heard. But mm-hmm. I thought it was possible that I'd heard the drum, just the fact that they had used a drum machine before him.
Yeah.
I think that part was maybe familiar, but they played Karen's 18th birthday party and the drum machine broke and they're like, fuck.
Karen never forgot. She never forgot. But I didn't even realize that. And it's just and then there was that story they were talking about, Phil had heard about the venue. He had heard about how terrible the show was, but he just pretended he didn't know. He's like, how did the show go? How'd the show go?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Hot tall boy? How did it go? Hmm.
Well, also that Phil was a year ahead of him. And he said, there are quite a lot of strong characters in the year ahead. And, Phil was one of them. So he was, oh, can we ask Phil? Because they were all, he was...
Yeah.
He was in the... Was he the one that was in Jungle Telegraph?
God, that band name. I mean...
Wow. Was that... Yes, he was the drummer in Jungle Telegraph at the time.
What?
And they're like, we can't get Jungle Telegraph's drummer.
Can you imagine an alternate reality where Phil stays on Jungle Telegraph and they become big and they keep that name? And they're the Radiohead of our time is Jungle Telegraph.
Well, as Ed said, you just call them Jungle or Graph.
Jungle or Graph. What was there was another bad... Oh, they talked about doing a show with the
TNT.
Band. There's TNT and there's another really bad band name.
They did a show. Okay, and I also researched this.
Thank you.
Because
they
did a show with a band. Because I was like, excuse me, did I hear this wrong?
Yeah.
So their first gig in July 1986, which is how I knew it was before I was born.
Okay.
We played at Jericho Hall, and it was with a band called Subways of Jazzoo. And I'm 90% sure that was one of the ones that Phil remembered immediately. He was like, Subways of Jazzoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't forget that
but
name.
I was like, I'm sorry, what the fuck is this? And I googled Subways of Jazzoo, and it said, and it was like, do you mean? And it's there's a sci-fi writer named Colin Kapp, relation to Kaepernick, who wrote a bunch of sci-fi shorts, and one of them was called Subways of Tazoo. So I think being musicians, they're like, haha, jazz.
Oh, Jazzu. My God. God,
names
are so bad sometimes.
And all band names are bad. It's just, you just get used to them. That's the only thing.
I don't know if I
can
get used to
that. Some of them
are
worse than others.
Yes,
Yeah. Some of the ones that you think are good, it's because you've gotten used to it. But inherently, all band names are bad, is my personal opinion.
Right. Yeah.
They also talked about Colin and Tom being in TNT, right?
Yeah. I think so. I know that Tom at least. I'm not sure if it was Colin, but Tom for sure.
No, it was it was Tom and Colin, and then Phil or Ed said it was Blue Oyster Cult esque with a bit of AC/DC.
God, well that's what because that's what Tom would say in interviews. He said he wanted to be Brian May. He loved the big guitars, rock, and that. Yeah. In that way, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, really watch it. It's really delightful to hear all that stuff. I mean, we could go on for hours about it. I think there was really fun stuff within that. Just two old lads reminiscing.
I mean, I'll coda it with, not really coda, it's not a coda, but I'll cap it with just the fact that they spoke about really in the early days, even though they weren't sure what they were doing, they felt that connection. And it wasn't even that the stuff that they were doing was so good. It was, as Ed the Hippie was saying, it's almost if they had this sort of intuitiveness of what would have come. They just all tapped in. And Phil agreed with it. And he was even thinking back, it's not that we were that great. It's just we knew what we were doing was right. And we knew we were with the right people.
Yeah,
which is just so beautiful.
Yeah, and that's why they're still, as we said, that's why they're still together. I mean, there's tons of bands that form, and they don't have that connection. They're just here's who's available. That's a lot of bands, My friend plays guitar. This guy plays bass. Let's put together. I was in a short-lived band in high school that had five guitarists because no one else.
Oh, yeah.
That's all, these teen boys, that's all they play is guitar. Everyone plays guitar. So it's we all had to figure out how to make this band work, and it didn't.
No,
but
it's not going to work.
No.
Unless you're the polyphonic spree.
Or
no, they didn't
or,
have five guitar players.
I was gonna say, or you're in Broken Social Scene. But
they have five guitar players, or just
I don't
the
know,
fact that there
are
so many.
They
people.
Just have like 10 people in the band.
That's true. That's true.
But no, it's just like everyone sort of from the beginning knew their role, so to speak. No better way to put that. Everyone knew their role. They fit in together. And,
yeah.
I mean, then you know the rest is history, as they say.
Exactly.
There is one last thing I want to say about this interview. We can move on.
Yes.
There's this the moment where do you remember the moment where Ed was like, because you know during Instagram Live, there's you know the comments just keep going up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was and Ed sort of like, come on, oh, grow up. It's because someone with the username Tom York's 12-inch cock said, "Do you like my username?" And Ed was
you know what? I remember that because that was before Colin came on or before Phil came on.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
yeah.
watching that like 5 days ago and being like, what's happening?
Yeah. And it was just like,
just being like, oh, just like, someone's being an idiot. Cool.
Yeah. It's just like, it's things like that that'll make Ed stop doing these Instagram lives. So if you want him to stop, to keep doing shit like that, people, internet. That's, I mean, that's why I liked watching the stuff after because those comments aren't like when it's on YouTube, you don't see any of those fucking comments.
I just watched it on IGTV and there was no comments.
Perfect. When you watch it live, it's the comments are so annoying. You can't turn it off. It's like, and if there's like two people, like it covers the bottom person's face, it's so stupid. Whatever.
I think he's going to keep doing them. And he said he wanted to do another one with Phil. He's like, do another one after you finish your album and you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Like,
I also want him to do
with
everyone.
Oh, and they're going to do more quiz. Yeah.
Yes. I want him to do with like Colin and Tom and all of them. I want him to do with every one of them and see like everyone's different memories, you know?
Yeah. God, can you imagine that with Johnny? Johnny
wouldn't
like,
do it. He wouldn't do it. Johnny wouldn't do it. He would have to do it like he would be like, it'd be a chat. Like Johnny would like set up like so he'd back some.
Johnny
program.
Would join in the chat. They would have like everyone else, and he's just commenting on the chat.
Yeah, yeah, and he's trying to find like his responses. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, in other news. Tom, with pivot to Tom here, he did a little remix for a fashion show. We know how much Tom loves fashion shows.
I mean, he's just made for it. He's made fashion.
Fashion. He did something that I would not have bet my whole life savings that on this, that he would do this. This remix that he did.
Dude, Creep like, very. Not quite chopped and screwed, but like very
elongated,
slow and fucked up. If you can call it that.
There's apparently everyone. A lot of people commented. I forget where. I think on Reddit and elsewhere that like he used the same like Ableton Live like filter that does that just like slows things down, but like keeps it sort of like.
But he added like the synths that he added like
the
you
synths
know, halfway
are great.
Through it. Yeah,
when the synths came in, I was like,
long time.
"Oh, it's so long! It's like what, 15 minutes long?"
I don't even remember. I really enjoyed it, so I was just like, chilling, listening to it, and watching the fashion. The fashion was great.
The fashion was good. Yeah. But like when the synths came in, I'm like, "Oh, this is something different. It's not just." I thought it was just gonna be the slow down, but like he did something to it, like adding that synth made it so just like sinister in a way, but also
totally.
Like,
It made me think of, of how, you know, like everyone wants to use like a cover of Creep or I guess like the infamous like Social Network trailer with the choir cover of Creep. But I was like, and how, okay, that one's good. But like all the other like, or if it's like, or you know what it is? It's not just Creep. It's like the trend. And I don't know if it's really still going, but for a while of like using like a creepy cover of something in the fucking trailer. I mean, they did it with Dune kind of like with the Pink Floyd. It's not quite creepy, but it's just like a different cover.
There've been
cover.
So many. Yeah. There've been
like,
so many.
I'm so tired of it.
I think it started with the Social Network one, right?
I think so. And then, I think that would be correct. So it's been going on for fucking 10 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what Hollywood does. It's like they take something, run into the ground. Just like after Inception, the everyone started to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Same thing, yeah.
How in like every commercial now, they use like the jangly dun dun, hey, clap music. Like just like stupid fucking, like, I don't even know what that genre is called. Like cheery folk with claps and hays.
Yeah, a group. It's in every commercial like, now. It's like happy indie group folk.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so funny.
It's like if someone like commodified Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros into an NFT. I don't even know what I mean by that. So let's just go past that. But no, I was saying that I would love actually that version of Creep to be used in something. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like besides, I don't know if a fashion. Trailer, but like I think it was very cinematic. Basically, is my point.
Yeah, yeah, with the synths and everything like that. Yeah. I need to listen to it again. I haven't listened to it actually since it came. It dropped.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it is. We should note that it is the acoustic version of Creep. So it's like
yes, it is.
Doing the other one would be way too chaotic. Slowing
that would
down.
Be confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. Very. Creep. Very. Just the name that he titled it Creep. Very. Just Tom. He's so funny.
Well, I wonder if the designer like. Called because the show was called Creep Very, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a song. Maybe it was both. Maybe it's both.
The show was called something like that. Well, because basically I was like, yeah, his Jun Takahashi's Fall 21 collection, Creep Very.
Oh, okay.
So I really wonder if he like or he or she called it that, and was like, I'm doing this on purpose. And or called it that, yeah. And was like, oh, maybe I it's can, good. Or maybe they were like friends with Tom York. I don't know, but
love to know. Yeah, we need an oral history of that, of that, yeah. Of that, of this.
And it was also just interesting because I've seen a lot of like fashion show videos, not a lot, but I've seen a couple like in yeah. Corona where there's no one there. And this was the first right. one I've seen where there was people in the audience. I mean, they were all yeah. masked up, and there yeah. probably wasn't as many as there would be, but
yeah. So speaking again of Tom. Just this week, is it yesterday? They released the solo Tom from the Basement from 2005.
Was that yesterday?
Fuck, was it 2005?
Yeah, it was 2005.
2005 Tom solo from the Basement. And I'm pretty sure that I either saw only part of this or never saw the whole thing at all. And it's really cool.
Because I was trying to figure that out. Because yeah. I thought I had listened to the whole thing, but I looked on my iTunes, formerly known as iTunes, and I only mm-hmm. have two tracks. And I also went back into my external hard drive, and because I was like, oh, maybe I just had the video of it, and I only have video of two tracks as well. But I know I know I'd seen that version of Analyze because it's one of my favorite versions of Analyze.
It's a great version. It's slowed. It's slowed down a little bit. It's slowed down a little bit, right?
In yeah. The, well, and that, also right? that it's just piano.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
It was really yeah. And this was before In Rainbow, so this is and before Eraser, so this is like the premieres of these songs.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. What are all the songs again? We wanted to go through.
Well, it's Down Is the New Up, or yeah. no, it starts with Videotape, and then Down Is the New Up, Last yeah. Flowers, and then Analyze.
I mean, yeah. That it was,
and it was their debut. It was the first thing they did. It was their debut from the Basement.
Yeah,
like that was nothing had been in the Basement before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really cool. Again, hearing those early versions, hearing just piano versions of Down Is the New yeah. Up and like you said, Analyze, very cool. And also, that's like my favorite in terms of Tom's style. My favorite.
Oh, it's a
the
classic.
Beard and the short yeah. hair. Love that.
The
love
spiky that. Hair. Not quite yeah. spiky, but like
it's not yet. Yeah, it's going. It's going
I don't
into.
Know what
but
you would
I like.
It. Yeah.
You know, well coiffed, shaggy. I don't know. Yeah.
We all know. Listen, we all know what Tom York looked like in 2005, or yeah. we can Google it.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, it's again. If you haven't watched it, what are you doing? Go watch it. And also the videotape is really, really good. I think too,
yeah.
there's something in that just him. I think I've heard him do, has he done solo piano of videotape before? I don't, I'm not sure any other time.
I don't specifically remember just because that was one of the ones I had the MP3 of. I had the MP3 of, Down Is a New Up and videotape yeah. and it's still in my iTunes. So I've definitely heard it before, but I don't know of like other times in which he has done that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. That's I feel like he did. I feel like.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think if he had or not. But anyway, like, this is like just a fantastic performance of it. And yeah. I think, and I love, is it at the very end of that? Is it at the end of videotape or at the end of the whole thing? Like, Nigel comes up and like pats him on the back. You did good. He's like,
yeah, I
like,
think it's at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
The end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop applauding.
Yeah, I'm British. Please don't give me praise. There was one other thing, and since we're talking about Tom, there's one little thing that was really cool that someone shared on Reddit, I believe, is that Edgar Wright was going to do a Suspiria music video promo.
Yo, yeah, Amazon for Suspirium.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Amazon was no.
What, like, who doesn't want, like, why did they not be like automatically yes? Like, I don't understand. Also, yeah. Edward Wright's never directed, because he's directed videos for a handful of people.
Not Radiohead, yeah.
Not a lot of people, but that would be such a cool collaboration.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Guess not. Amazon.
Guess not. Amazon. What if what he wanted really was like too much? Just is like $500 million.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like too gory, you know, like too fucked up.
I meant just money, because that's all Amazon cares about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wonder how much money they invested into Suspiria because they knew it was gonna be like an art house sort of.
I think you're right.
Release,
I think
you're right. And maybe not make that much money. Yeah. So maybe they were like, we don't need to pay a famous director to make a music video for this. Or not even a music video. What was he calling it? Like a
music promo. I think that's like another word for music video, right?
I guess. I don't know. I guess we'll never know because it didn't happen. But, you know.
Yeah. Could have had the sequel, sequel to Baby Driver with Tom driving the car.
Oh, man. That would have been amazing. Yeah. But yeah, I guess we'll not.
We'll never know.
The music promo for the single. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that just means the music video.
Yeah, yeah.
British people. But he expresses the desire to direct Tom. So he's like...
Hopefully.
Hopefully it'll happen. Yeah.
Maybe either he'll be in a movie or a music video.
Yeah.
Never know.
That would be weird. Yeah. I mean, Edgar Wright has like Last Night in Soho... That's been in production for like 17 years. I think,
what is that?
Obviously, it's his latest movie with. But like, it was shot before Anya Taylor-Joy was like famous as she is now.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Before like Queen's Gambit and stuff, which AK was just this year anyway. Yeah, but like, it was like, I think I knew she was in it, and she had been in like The Witch. So it was years ago. So I'm like, maybe Tom will have some sort of involvement in that music or something. But yeah. Yeah. What could have been?
Oh. Going back to concerts, obviously they're doing their concert series again where they're showing old iconic concerts, premiering them on YouTube. And last week we had a treat, a real treasure. I say treasure, but you say for you, a missed treasure, since you were there right before it happened in London. Yeah. And that's very sad.
I left London like less than like 2 weeks before that happened.
Wait, I didn't realize it was that close.
Well, I left London on, I want to say, the December 20th. Uh-huh. And this happened on just January 16th. Okay, so maybe 3 weeks.
Wow, I didn't realize you were. It was that close. I thought it was like 3 months.
No, no, I was so mad about it.
My condolences. That's.
I mean, I wouldn't have maybe been able to get in because it was such a small venue.
Yeah, no, I heard it was like impossible to get in. I was reading about it when this came out this past week. It's a tiny venue. You can see from the video. It's like they could barely fit on the stage, the five of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was like cool to see them in that setting because that's so rare to see them.
Well, and I saw a YouTube comment because I love reading them. And someone was like, is it just me or does Tom seem way more comfortable and personable with a crowd here than in basically any other recording? Probably because they're like up in his face and he can see them and they're actually interacting like human beings to some extent. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, I want that. That would be so cool.
Yeah. And it's like they just, so, well, I guess they didn't just record, In Rain Rainbows didn't just come out, but it came out
In
less
Rainbows
than a
had
year
come
before.
Out like, no, In Rainbows less... came out when I was in London. It came out in November of 2007.
Oh, okay. So it was November. So it was just, so they yeah. just released the album. So they were probably
or
still
October,
on that high.
Yeah.
They were still on that high. And you know what? It could, you know, looking at like all these, you know, with going back to like Phil and Ed, sort of how they reminisce about these small venues, that's also maybe part of it. They felt like,
yeah.
you know, when they were young, it was like that energy that they maybe loved and like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
part of it.
All those
too,
little
I'm
venues
sure.
that they were talking about.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the Jericho Hall.
Yeah. And so that's sort of like their, you know, where they started in those small venues. And it's great for
yeah.
them to be able to go back there. I mean, it sucks for everyone who couldn't get in, but we at least have the video.
Yeah.
So they played all of In Rainbows, which is really cool in order.
Yeah.
And what was, and then the encore was the band. I forget, was the Bends. Sorry, I should.
My
I should,
Iron Lung.
Yeah.
Well, didn't the encore start with Up on the Ladder? And then,
yes.
And then it went to You and Whose Army, My National Anthem,
yeah.
My Iron Lung, and then the Bends.
So good. It was fun.
And also, well, oh yeah, and because also the disc box, okay, so, excuse me, In Rainbows came out October 10th,
okay.
but the disc box didn't come out, isn't that what they called it?
The disc box?
Why am I,
yeah,
am I like
I
making
so.
This up? I just like
no,
came from the back of my head.
Sounds right.
It didn't come out until maybe that's what didn't come out until November.
That makes sense.
So didn't we not get to hear the disc 2 until the proper thing came out?
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
So yeah, so Up on the Ladder would have only just like been, I mean people
yeah.
knew it, but like that yeah. version of Up on the Ladder
yeah.
was like only just finalized
yeah.
or in like our heads,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I got it delivered in. I think I got the I got like the disc box in the UK,
yeah.
and I was like, "Ha! Like it's gonna come quicker because it doesn't have
yeah.
to travel a lot."
Yeah, and probably cheaper too.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Although yeah. the exchange rate was the worst it has ever been
oh.
there, so you know.
Okay, never mind.
but it was still a perk. It felt like a perk at least.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, man. The show, yeah, it's such a cool recording for them to have.
Yeah, I wish the video was slightly better, but the audio
yeah.
is very good. The audio,
but
is
also
very
it
good.
Kind of like it gives you the feel of like what it's like to be in like a shitty small.
That's
space.
True. Absolutely, you're yeah, that's right. Yeah. My favorite though, I just one little moment that like I still remember made me laugh out loud is during the Bends, during the part, you know, I wish it was the 60s. He's like, I wish he like made fun of that lyric because I've heard in interviews.
I feel like he does that a lot.
Yeah, but like he really went. He's like, yeah, he regrets that lyric a lot. Because I remember there's interviews in the past where like, do you like asking about that song? It's like, no, I don't fucking wish it was the 60s.
Yeah.
It's just
I mean,
lyric.
I think that line was always satirical, wasn't it?
Right, but people took it literally and were like,
right, of course, as ooh. All satire, people always yeah. take it fucking literally, and then
yep.
we have incels.
Yep. I love that A to C.
I mean, am I wrong?
You're not. It's great. Oh god, that's good. But yeah, that was really funny. He was just like, ooh, like really just going for it, just like fuck that lyric.
That's great.
Yeah, but yeah. Again,
well, because they're gonna drop another one tomorrow, aren't they?
Yes, Coachella from 2017.
Right. AKA
which will be very
the Coachella
fun.
That I briefly considered going to.
Because
it was supposed
to,
because it was, well,
I forgot.
It was initially Radiohead, Kendrick
yeah.
Lamar, and Beyonce were the headliners.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that was my joke. That was my joke of I would only ever try to go to Coachella if Radiohead, Kendrick Lamar, I don't know, Beyonce were the headliners. And then it happened, but then she ended up dropping out because she was pregnant, and then she headlined
oh,
it the
right.
next year.
That's right.
You know, so I would have gotten 2 out of my 3 anyway if I had tried.
You almost manifested it, Christina.
Yeah.
You put it down to the universe, the power of the
listen,
secret.
Exactly. And then Jay-Z had to go get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a dickhead. What a
hope.
Dickhead. But yeah, I'm excited to see because apparently they're going to do many weeks of this.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
curious to see what else is going to make its way to the YouTube.
Well, and so many of them are ones that I have bootlegs of. And
oh, nice.
It'll be interesting to see the video.
Yeah.
Because, like, I actually thought I had bootleg of the 93 Feet East one, but I couldn't find it anywhere. Ooh. In my, like, I was, like, going deep in my external hard drive. But maybe I was just, maybe I, A, couldn't find it, or B, was just, like, bitter and was like, meh, fuck it, you know?
You could probably find it on the dark web, I'm sure. Well, somewhere.
Like, back then in my peak yeah. piracy days.
Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube now. I don't need to. Everything's on YouTube. True. I don't need to be a pirate anymore. YouTube is the pirate.
Well, strong words. Also, again, speaking of tour, they also released these crew t-shirts from their tour in 2000. I had to buy it because I don't have enough Radiohead t-shirts. Because it's also for charity. They're raising charity for like people who work, I believe, in like music and live venues and stuff, which is really cool. So that's you know, it's all these little things as we're getting to our main event here. All these little things are fermenting, especially the fact that there's Kid A artwork on that shirt makes one wonder. But first, before we get to that, one last thing we got to do our little our cover me bad, or I thought of a new word for a phrase for it, a cover variance. Going topical.
Variance, like the variance.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah. That's
the only time I'm going to use that. So there's a really cool cover. Toon Yards did a cover of Idiotech, which is a very interesting cover to do. I was like very curious even before listening to it. Let's play a little bit of it.
Ooh,
right?
Nice.
Now. Got that beat going. Piano. Those fun little electronics. Pretty good bass drum sound.
Yes, definitely.
Very good bass drum. Nice fade out here. Thank you. I practice. I dig it because it has this chaotic energy that I feel like live versions of it really have that I really like.
Yeah. Well, and that was for, she did that live for Sirius Radio, right?
Oh, was it live? I didn't even realize.
I thought.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, that would make sense then. But
yeah, it seemed like she was like, you know, looping and sampling.
Yeah, yeah.
As it went.
Yeah, very, very cool. And like, again, like having someone who can match sort of like Tom's voice and sort of power and uniqueness, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, she's not trying to do Tom. She's doing her, you know, and that's
very her. Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. The whole thing, I think it really kind of like gets even more chaotic and really interesting. And I do love the looping of her voice, making those chords. It's really fun.
It made me really want to see what Reggie Watts' version of Idiotech would be.
I mean, we just have his Radiohead parody. That's it.
Yeah, which is very Radiotech.
Yeah, it's true.
Influenced. So, yeah. But like, I want to see like a legit version of it.
Oh, it'd be so good. If you're listening, Reggie, you know what you have to do. But yeah, that's a fun little thing. Yeah, like she did it. Toon Yards did it for. I said Sirius Radio. I believe. Yeah. And XM, check it out. Check out the XM. Rest of it. Yeah, check out the rest of it. So that is, unless I missed something, that is our news pile. And now we got to get into the news. What's bigger than a pile? A mountain?
Mountain.
Yeah. News mountain. So if you have been under a rock or in a coma and you just woke up, congrats. I hope you're doing okay. But we have Radiohead has joined TikTok and released TikTok videos on TikTok and only TikTok, not on YouTube, not on Instagram. They haven't posted anywhere else but TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the TikTok generation.
Yeah.
Isn't that literally what their like profile is? It says like proud to be part of the TikTok generation or something.
Let me see. I think
or TikTok
see.
Revolution.
Yeah, yeah. Proud to be joining the TikTok revolution.
There we go. That's what it is. Thank you.
And so yeah, they posted one on April 1st. Now the fact that they posted one on April 1st, everyone was like, "This is April Fool's joke. This is April Fool's joke."
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You know, which you know could have been, but Radiohead's never really done April Fools, I think, in the past, historically, canonically.
I don't think so. That I remember.
So I mean, there was a lot of hubbub online. Like, this is a joke. Like, they don't do this. This is something.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the videos, if you haven't seen them, it's their old pal Chieftain Muse, aka Nigel.
Right there. Yeah, it's like gotta be Nigel. Has that ever been confirmed?
I don't know.
Well, they're saying it's a digital composite fictional character by Nigel.
So it's Nigel. That's definitely Nigel.
But
look at the
face. But the face, though. That's what I want
to
know.
I'm trying to point out. Like, look at that. Yeah, that. Look, he's always got that like 5 o'clock like shadow type thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks like Nigel. So.
Yeah, with a ball cap, and then weird eyes. And you know, so the first TikTok had him saying TikTok, TikTok. This is your wake up call with an early version of Paranoid Android from the that's on the mini discs, I believe. And I don't know if it's on the cassette. I don't know if it's on the cassette, but it is an early version that is on the mini discs.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Like, that's all I can say about it. Like, okay.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I can't formulate anything from that. No. There's not enough for me to go on. I'm not in the rabbit hole enough, I guess.
And then a week later, exactly, they did one where the song we talked about before, Creep Very.
He's
mouthing along to
that version of Creep.
That version. Yeah. Again, okay. These are two things that aren't technically released, right? If you think about, you know, there aren't
true.
Album versions, there aren't official versions, just these things that are out in the ether done for whatever reason. And then we have, how many days? 4 days later, now it's like things are speeding up, right? On the 12th, they release one where Chieftain Muse, aka Nigel, says hello 10 times and then hi 3 times.
What's the numerology of that? Is Reddit said?
Yes, Christina. There's many different theories. Well, let me get into
an X-Files episode that was all about numerology, and Burt Reynolds was in it.
Burt
Reynolds.
It was
from the 9th season. I had never seen it. It was fucking insane.
I would never have guessed Burt Reynolds would be on that show. Really,
Reynolds. It was. It blew my fucking mind.
Yeah. Anyway, what's this?
So I'm like really tight on numerology right now.
Well, what would you? Well, let's spitball. What would you say? 10 and 3. 10 hellos, 3 highs on April 12th.
Oh no, I can't do that analysis. I just, if I listen to it, I'll be like, oh yeah, makes sense.
Well, people are 10
I
and 3.
It.
I mean
13
saying like.
Then if you add the 1 and the 3 together, that's 4. That's usually how numerology works.
Exactly. Right? So they're saying, so the people said something's going to happen on April 13th. Which it did. They released another TikTok. So maybe.
Wow.
Damn. The internet is always right. Yep. So
it's true.
One person said, I saw that October 3rd. So if you go 10-3.
Kid A, or three. Oh.
Kid A came out in October 3rd in the North America.
Right.
But that's a stretch. But what's interesting, I like it. What's also interesting about that TikTok is that hashtag oven ready.
Yeah.
We know based off of when Tom tweeted that a little while ago, that is actually a reference to Brexit, because that is what Mr. Boris Johnson said about his Brexit deal. So that's...
I missed this. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Reddit. Thank you.
Of course. Oven ready is you know, a reference to, like, the Boris Johnson said his Brexit deal is oven ready. It's ready to go.
Definitely.
But of course people are saying that something that is also a reference to something else. Obviously something else is coming. It's oven ready, right? It's ready to go.
Sure.
And the backing track to this TikTok is something that has not been released. It's not a something from an album. It is from their webcast in Rainbow's era webcast, Thumbs Down. It's just like an interstitial part. Yeah. It's literally right after when I found it. It's right after they do the What's in the Box from Seven and Tom's Head's in the Box. It's right after that.
That's one of my favorite things of all time.
So funny. It's so funny. Like, whoever, all those people who say Radiohead is humorless,
that was heavily featured on our Radiohead humor episode.
Yes, that's true. Yes, correct. Go back and listen. But yes. So again, another thing. That's the only thing that I can see that it is thus far, connecting them. Three things that are not technically official versions, that aren't albums. They're snippets of things, you know, like what do you call that? Detritus. Radiohead detritus, you could say, in a way. And then a day later, so the train is speeding along. They did one. Now this is where it kind of breaks it. It's arpeggi. It's not a different version of it.
It's just
from In Rainbows. And it's now Chieftain Muse has hair and he's underwater and he's complaining about doing this. Like, what is this tomfoolery? I hope I'm getting paid for this. What else does he say? I forget.
I think that's it.
Basically. Yeah.
And then the fish. In essence, it's it. Yeah.
And then the fish jumps into, like, his shirt pocket.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So, because of all this, as we're saying, sort of like hinting at, there's been a lot of fan theories. There's been a lot of stuff, a lot of chatter, as they say, online.
A lot of chatter. Yeah.
Because we know... Historically, Radiohead has done things like this to tease upcoming releases. We know, like, before Kid A, there were the blips. Then Amnesiac, there's a lot of stuff online, because that's when I really became a fan. I was, like, heavy into that stuff. They did all this stuff with, like, puzzles and, like, things you could do online. You had to, like, guess certain... you had to guess, like, a riddle and, like, get the I don't know if it was like a real riddle, but it was like you had to guess a word. The word was victim, and you had to, like, and it got you access and stuff. It was very interactive.
Like, flashing back.
I couldn't. I think I felt like someone just, like, told, like put it out on, like, oh, it's victim. I did not figure it out.
Oh no.
So they do these very sort of like obtuse sort of very, like, you know, they know that their fans will respond to this in this way. So they're not ignorant of the fact that people are going to be looking into every little thing on these things.
Yeah. Although both In Rainbows and King of Limbs were both like, surprise. Yes.
That's where they were like, fuck that. I don't know if Hail to the Thief had anything, though.
I don't specifically remember. All I can remember is the leak.
Yes,
found when I was looking through all my old MP3s. I was like, I still got it.
So maybe they were going to do something and the leak fucked that up. I didn't think about that.
I don't know, because they didn't move up the release date, I don't think.
Right, but
leaked like a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't deserve it anymore.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for Moonshaped Pool, there was the Instagram vignettes, which are amazing.
And they're slowly fading away. They're like all the profile pictures and everything.
Yeah. Well, and they also deleted their entire social media presence beforehand.
Yeah. So obviously the if you want to extrapolate from that, you're going to say new album, right? Brand new album is coming. And the reason, like, so here are like some of like sort of like the evidence behind that, besides everything we just talked about. They so before every album, I don't know when this started, but Radiohead would set up what in England called an LLP, which is similar to an LLC. Right. And they did set up a few weeks before all this, they set up one called Spin with a Grin, which, if you don't know, that is an old Q&A from the Amnesiac era.
Oh my gosh.
My eyebrows, you can't hear it on the podcast, but my eyebrows are going up and down. That means something. Without a doubt means something is going to be released.
Yeah.
Or a tour. The two things.
Well,
because it's a way to like, I'm terrible with like business shit and money shit, but it's a way to sort of consolidate money just from one one release, one venture, right? I don't know what the reason is for. There was an article in like The Guardian about it. I hate that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. It is like sort of how they do their business.
Yeah.
So without a doubt, you the evidence is there that something is coming because that was set up.
Right.
Regardless. Although my favorite is someone, I wish I remembered where it was, someone commented, we're getting a new jigsaw puzzle. This is all leading up to that.
I mean, I fucking hope so, man. It's a jigsaw puzzle that when you assemble it, it plays music.
There it is. Yeah. Or it's like it's a vinyl and like then you put it on the vinyl.
That was my first thought, but then I was like, it actually like it like into like a
transforms
sci-fi shit. Yeah.
I mean, hey, why not?
It's a transformer.
Yeah. So new album, I mean, the only thing about the evidence against a new album is obviously Ed and I think Phil have said, if you want to believe them, if you want to take their word, they said there's no new music. They're not working on music. There's a lot of evidence to show that they haven't, because of Ed's tour, because of Tom's tour, because now Phil is working on new music and Johnny's doing his own thing.
And also coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. So those are all, if you want to put in the con column, new album, no. They even said, quote, Phil said in a podcast, I forget which podcast, there is a project. It's not a record, not new music. So if you want to take him for word, if you don't think he's lying, it's not a new record, but something's coming. Yeah.
I mean, maybe he doesn't count the Kid A Amnesiac reissue special thing as an album.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to transition to. The other theory is a Kid A Amnesiac reissue. That is like, I think, more of a prevailing theory. Yeah. And because he said that there is a project, it's not new music, and Ed even said not working on new music. So from that, you could be like, oh, that's them sort of being like coy and being like, no, there's nothing coming out. There's not new music.
Right.
Wink,
yeah,
wink,
exactly.
Wink, wink. And the evidence for that, obviously, going back to Spin with a Grin, that's an Amnesiac era phrase, as it were. The use of the bear in the background.
Right. Yeah.
Which originated with Kid A. That's, you know, but then the other argument is like they always use the bear, but, you know, not as much, I feel like, lately. My idea was also that they're intentionally not using music from that era just to be like, sort of like, throw off the scent, to throw off the trail, and then like, or maybe just like highlighting, see, like we're using all this other music, but what's the release is going to be this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how prevalent that could be, or like how true that is. But that was like a thought I had. And just sort of other stuff. Like they've Tom has talked about in other interviews that he's going through old stuff. He tweeted those like weird things like that look like typewriting written lyrics from the Amnesiac era time. That the t-shirts that they just released, the calendar they released has all like Amnesiac era stuff. It seems to me that all signs point to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it also it would be perfect timing if they're gonna time it out with the anniversary of Amnesiac.
June 5th.
Yeah.
Which the numerology did not get us to. But maybe we did
the next
it wrong.
One. Gonna... They're gonna have a 5 and a 6.
Yeah, 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 totally. And it's just gonna be him saying we're releasing a box. And also remember that they used Chieftain Muse for the unboxing of the box set. Okay, not okay.
Oh yeah.
Forgot
about
that.
Interesting. Yeah.
So there goes that evidence. Believe it or not, there's other things it could be.
Oh yes.
I was like, oh, maybe they're just promoting, this is how they're promoting the concert series. But it's not really, because it's not like they have a link in the TikTok, whatever, no. Go, you know, so that can't be it. Someone else says, there've been other people saying that maybe it's something either a live album / live concert film / documentary, because remember there's something, there's those rumors with like PTA that was like doing something with them.
Right. Oh, it wasn't even like the rumor. It was like there was at that Q&A.
Yeah.
Johnny or PTA like let it slip, and they're like, whoop, yeah. Nope.
That's also a possibility, because again, not new music, but something is coming.
Interesting. That would make a lot of sense, because all those songs are songs that play a lot at concerts.
Exactly. That's exactly what some people
that they play rather.
Said. Someone said that it was like maybe the Tel Aviv concert from 2017, because those songs were played and it was like a really great concert. And there was like a lot of, I think maybe this says there was cameras there or something.
Sure.
Right. I could look it up. Because that was also like a really, I think a really like, it was a notable show, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Controversial, no? That was the one when like everyone was like not playing Israel and Radiohead's like, we are.
Yes, I forgot about that. The music they play and the performances were notable, and that also was notable. So maybe they won't do that.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I don't know. Who knows?
But that would be interesting, like a live like a documentary type film. You know.
Especially if they are gonna like, I don't know, because I feel like people are doing all these things in like special events in theaters to try to get people to like go back to theaters. Mm-hmm, a lot of them are happening like too early, but
yes, if
Radiohead's doing one like it's gonna drop like this summer or something, like that would be interesting if they were doing it for
really
that
amazing.
As well.
Yeah, and also
oh my
the
god,
fact...
to, like to see something like that in a theater.
Oh my god!
Like the Anima IMAX.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, so good.
Wow. Yeah, but, wow. Now I'm kind of on team this now.
Yeah, because also like the fact that they're releasing this concert series again would maybe point to that. Like they went through all their concerts and this and that, or like they're, it's just a teaser. It's just like teasing to something big.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping it's the Kid A Amnesiac, but the other thing, this thing would be like my second.
Well, I hope. Yeah, I hope they do the anniversary box regardless.
Yeah.
But in terms of what this seems to be more referencing, it almost makes more sense for concerts, but I don't fucking know.
Again, the TikToks...
I just assume that they're going to do their anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, we have to be, I think, frank at this point. The TikToks tell us nothing. Nothing. And there's everyone... Oh, there's one thing I forgot to mention about one TikTok, the last one. Again, doesn't mean anything, but it is featured like... Well, the last one, the Weird Fishes one, the hashtag at the bottom is hashtag urgent frisk.
Oh,
and
right.
That is not a reference that is bringing up anything. No one is. So that's very, the fact that that's the only hashtag, and it really is not referencing anything that is easily searchable, findable in Radiohead or the world.
I immediately assumed it was an anagram.
Oh.
But I didn't try to crack it, actually.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I'm going to work on that later. Urgent frisk.
I used to just do anagrams when I was bored before I had a smartphone. Like, literally, I would do... I find, like, old notebooks and pieces of paper.
Uh-huh.
Just anagrams of people's names.
Love it.
You know, the things I used to exercise my brain before, I now just dull my brain.
All right, you need to do my name for next time. Bring it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever done your name.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah, urgent frisk. That is the most mysterious thing that is... that is very like sort of explicit, like just like there, like these words, like this was the only thing there. They're trying to, what are they trying to say? What is it? It's very, very, mysterious.
Yeah.
Yes. Could be,
you know, I wonder if I thought it was an anagram immediately because you can almost get my name out of it. I'm just that egocentric.
Hey, maybe they're trying to send you a message.
They're speaking to me.
Christina, we want to come on the podcast. That's right. And I think one other thing I think is that it could be, which is similar, it could be like a remix album. Or an album of like rarities and outtakes. Which is sort of like kind of what the box set would have.
Yeah.
But separate from that.
Like the white cassette.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if they had that, they should just do that for the Kid Amnesiac. For Kid Amnesiac.
Exactly.
So really, stop messing with us, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We just want it all. Yeah. What we want is all of these things. So, you know,
exactly.
We can get on that.
One last thing. I forgot a numerology thing. Someone said, so Paranoid Android is the second track on OK Computer.
Yes.
Creep is the second track. Arpeggi is the fourth track. So they thought 22
Creep Acoustic is not the second track.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that.
Okay. So what did you say?
That blows
2/12/4.
No, it's 2/2/4. So it's if you go British version, that's April 22nd.
Okay. So next week.
Yeah.
Maybe something. Will
another TikTok. Another TikTok.
Another TikTok. I just really hope that they get on TikTok like all these like celebrity dads that are doing TikTok dances with their daughters. Or
oh my
sons.
God, Ed and Una.
Like Gordon.
Yeah.
Who?
Ed and Una.
Oh,
Ed
yeah.
Ed and his daughter, Una.
Yeah. Yeah, like Gordon Ramsay and his daughter. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the prank.
But they've done some dances too. It's very strange.
Really? Yeah. So funny. Yeah,
it's like clearly everyone is so bored that they're joining their daughters and sons' TikTok challenges.
Hey, Darcy from 90 Day Fiance. If you watch Darcy and Stacy, her and her kids are doing TikToks. Christina, you got to get into the 90 Day the extended universe. There's like 20 shows now, literally.
It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it's the 90 Day extended universe. There's 90 days before the 90 days, happily ever after, 90 days of single life, 90 day, the strikes back. I'm not joking. There's like 20 shows. I don't watch all of them, but, it's all about the original and before the 90 days are the best. Anywho.
Wow.
Shout out to my 90 day heads out there. shout out to Darcy, my beautiful queen. The last thing. Is that the last theory is that they're just fucking with us. That's it. They're just having fun.
Yeah. I mean,
they're bored and just having fun.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're just like, well, we want to have a social media presence on all platforms.
On TikTok. Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're only doing it on TikTok.
But they were never on Vine. I guess they just didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
they knew they had a feeling it was not going to last.
RIP though. Vine is better than TikTok because it was only 8 seconds.
Vines. There were some great vines, absolutely, yeah.
That you had to be... It's like the Twitter, back when Twitter was 140 characters. It's like you had to be succinct, and you couldn't build up to a joke. 8 seconds, man. It was great.
Although a minute is, you know,
Yeah.
You can... It's an interesting sort of...
No, it's still great. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Yeah. I have an account. I don't make shit, but I use it to follow like Lil Nas X.
Oh, little like Montero. Can we just talk about Montero for like 20 minutes? And his social media presence is so great. I love him.
I
love
it. The greatest thing. It brightens my day every day. Every day I go on his feed, whatever, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and I'm just like, he is
like, I don't like throwing this word around a lot, but he's a genius with this stuff. He's a genius.
He's a genius troll. He's a genius troll. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. He knows. He knows.
He was raised in the troll fields of the internet. So.
Yeah. He said, and I like saw something, like read something. He was like, yeah, I used to just like make memes and stuff. Like that was like what I did before I made, you know, music.
Well, yeah. He had a Nicki Minaj stan account. And he
That's
also
it. That's right. Yeah.
A meme posting account too.
Yeah.
Like a meme, like reposting, like, aka the people that steal memes. But, you know, yeah. he was a young teen.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, your piracy days, my, I guess, piracy days too. You know, it's all. But so, yeah, that's another thing. They could just be shitposting. They'd just be trolling us, and that's that. And that is obviously at the bottom of the list. We hope that that's not it. Because
I hope it's a little bit of it all. You know, like we're fucking with you guys, but also here's a little something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. After going through all those theories, what do you think is the most plausible?
I mean, I was on Team Kid A Amnesiac Box, but now this concert thing is intriguing to me.
Yeah,
so
I think
I need more TikToks. I need
more. We need more TikToks.
More TikToks to know.
Yeah,
I need more things to parse, and
you know that the next ones are just gonna be more confusing, like the next one's just gonna be like him just going for like a minute, you know? Like that's it, and then it's gonna be like hashtag bumblefuck, I don't know, just like nothing,
hashtag bumblefuck. I know, seriously. I don't know if this, when you were mentioning like the things that came from different, like how this was from like the Thumbs Down broadcast.
Yeah.
Did you notice how in the Creep, not Chopped and Screwed, whatever, Very Creep, is it called Creep Very Creep?
Creep Very. Right.
Part of what's in it, in both the long version on the fashion show, and I think also on the TikTok, is you hear the sound effects from Down Chorus. The Dawn Chorus. Did I say Down Chorus? End of Dawn Chorus. It's like, it almost sounds like birds fluttering. It's like computer birds fluttering. That's at the very, very end of Dawn Chorus.
Oh.
I recognized it immediately in the Creep thing. So I don't know if that means anything, or it's just Tom using his like box of sounds to like, he'll reuse song, sounds and samples.
You know, he's just like, what are we going here? He's just like,
Like the in Twist taken from 15's Tab, and I've noticed little things like that before, but so I don't know what it means, if it means anything, but
it just means they he likes a sound, he wants to use it again.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, ooh, this button.
Yeah, this button. That's also, you could say maybe that's the same thing, like spin with a grin. Does it mean something? Maybe they just like that phrase, or does it, you know, is it harkening back to Amnesiac?
Right.
Who knows?
Maybe they joined Peloton.
you know that Ed did. Come on. You'd see him like,
teaches. He teaches a Peloton class.
And he teaches it to like seniors. It's like so heartwarming. Like
it's
British,
so heartwarming.
British seniors.
That is like the new British Bake Off. It's like Ed teaching seniors Peloton classes.
Oh my God.
That's the kind of British heartwarming content we all need.
Yeah, so that's that. So hopefully, you know,
what's your team? What are you on?
Oh, sorry. I mean, I think I'm kind of similar to you, where I think Kid A, Amnesiac Reissue, or Concert Series, just because the fact that there's no Kid A Amnesiac stuff in the TikToks is kind of like, one thing I forgot to add, that someone said that TikTok is a perfect place to show blips, so maybe that they'll start showing blips. But the old blips, but doesn't seem like they're even doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So well, I mean that's what I'm
more TikToks, that's all.
More TikToks, please. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I think I really don't think it's all the evidence really does not point to new album. I really think that's dead in the water.
I would be very surprised.
Yeah,
I would be very surprised. I would be stoked, but it would make no sense.
Yeah, but what does make sense in 2020/2021? So maybe we need to be believers. Remember what Ed said?
Magic is music.
Music.
With the letters and switched or something.
Us and ag. So, you know, tell us your theories. If hopefully by the time this releases, we don't know. Who knows? By tomorrow, they might have revealed the whatever, and this is all going to be moot.
Yeah. We'll just delete the episode before it's ever aired.
Yeah. This will be an artifact in time. Like tears and rain.
Like tears and rain.
But before we finish this artifact/episode, we have to do our everyone's favorite segment where we pair Radiohead songs with specific situations, which we call song sommelier.
Sorry, I was thinking about Christmas, most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, all right, so
I close my eyes.
Okay, so you are in a beautiful clearing, an area with magnolia trees in bloom.
Ooh.
And they're like peak bloom, and you're walking around.
Okay.
And everything is just this like dusty pink. The light is very soft, petals are falling. And it smells better than anything you've ever smelled in your life, that it brings tears to your eyes. What's the Radiohead song for that?
It's mainly just because of the beginning, but Nude, that like beginning on the album where it's like backwards and, you know. And then it goes.
The rest of the song doesn't go so well.
it's more the vibe of that song, like that, like slow. Because I imagine slow walking.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know why. It just like has that feeling. Just the sounds, not the lyrics. Nothing about the lyrics.
All right.
If there were an instrumental version of that song.
Yeah. Well, there were the stems, right? They had the stems.
Yeah.
The nude stems. Yeah. So one of the nude stems.
one of the nude stems. There we go. New tree sims. Okay, so mine is, goddamn it, mine is, again, we just independently thought of very similar things. It's so crazy.
Did you go to the Botanic Garden?
No.
Okay.
I haven't left my apartment in months. No. I just went to the dentist today. That's all I did. But mine's not amazing. About the dentist, because no.
Honestly, I wish it was.
What song do you listen to while you're getting two cavities filled? It was actually it was actually very painless and quick. It was the quickest, and I have no pain. And I was like, that was really quick. She's like, I don't want to brag, but I'm really good. She said, my dentist is great.
Are you serious? Funny. Wait, like, you need to send me your dentist.
Seriously. She's really good. They give me, this is new. I went last week and this week, they give me these wraparound glasses to put on.
Your eyes, right?
Yeah, but like they look like a Chad would wear with like a backwards baseball cap. They're like these wraparound. I'll send you a picture. I took a picture while I was in the chair. And I was like, are they pranking me? I sent it to someone. So mine, not
but
the
your
dentist.
Your real situation.
My real song. But we know that pole would be for the dentist. So you're in nature. You're by like a lake, a body of water that doesn't have a lot of, you know, waves or anything, just a still body of water.
Okay.
And you're like sitting, enjoying, like it's like maybe dusk or like right before dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Sun setting, and you, and just like, an animal, let's say a deer, a very non-threatening animal, kind of comes nearby. It looks at you. You look at it, and it just like there's this understanding. There's this agreement that like you're not gonna go after it, it's not gonna come after you, and then just like goes away, and like you see like the still water still, that like serene sort of scene.
Damn. So pulk. No, I'm joking.
yeah. Totally.
Let's see. Can I do Don Chorus?
Let me check the rule book.
Check the rules.
I'll allow it. But watch yourself. This is the only time you get 1 year of not Radiohead song. No, that's great. That's a perfect match.
Just the mood. The mood got God, me, yes. You know?
And especially the end with like the birds, like you were saying earlier.
Those noises. Yeah, maybe it's just I had that song in my head. I don't know, from before.
Yeah.
But it popped in there. Yeah.
It's great. It's
damn,
great.
What beautiful situations we offer to each other.
I mean,
it's the sign of a new dawn. Chorus.
I was about to say, like, I'm just like at that place. I think we're all at this place in this pandemic. We're like, you're half vaxxed. I'm full vaxxed. We're just like ready to go, ready to fucking party. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's you know, hopefully our next episode we're gonna do it in person. You know, and we're gonna be back to like that.
And Tom will reschedule his show, and it'll be for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay.
I mean, by tomorrow, the next episode, the tomorrow from then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then I'll be double vexed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exciting! Exciting. You know, we're almost out there. We're almost out of this.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, please rate, review, share,
subscribe,
all that stuff to the podcast.
Advertise,
you know, and let us know. And again, let us know what your theories are. If you have any theories about if you have any numerology stuff.
Oh yeah, numerology. Any sort of other sort of interpretation that we did not discuss.
Yeah, I'm sure
that
there's
doesn't
something.
Involve numbers. That maybe involves like the images or
angles,
or bit rate,
or if you know,
or you
what
played
it means,
backwards.
Like,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really, anything. Yeah. Anything. I didn't try playing them backwards, so maybe that's where the message is.
April Fools. That's what they said.
Exactly.
God damn it. hopefully, we'll have something real to report next time. Some real something
I
big.
Believe. As Mulder once said, I want to believe.
Yep.
I feel like Ed would say that too, so, you know, it all ties together.
Absolutely. It's magic. Music equals magic.
Exactly. And with that, I think that's a good place to end the episode.
Bid you adieu. Stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night.